This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. If there was ever a time that we needed a conservative version of Hollywood, I give you now. You want to call the show, 844-551-8255. All these people being blackballed in Hollywood. James Woods, Kevin Sorbo, and many others, right? Can't get jobs. Why? Because they're conservative, man. We can't have that kind of thought permeating Hollywood. All these goody-two-shoes, sanctimonious conservative Christians telling us what to make. Oh, you mean like good movies for profit? Yeah. They want to boot you out. Shut down your voice. And now I think we might know why. Holy mother of Harvey, huh? I told you guys, bigger story than you think, because it was, and it is. Many stories like this, they seem small. Harvey Weinstein is rifling through Hollywood right now, the ripple effect of what we're learning about him. You want to know why? Because it's like WikiLeaks was to Hillary Clinton. People are finding out what we've already been telling them. They're finding out the truth. See, it isn't a fact that Harvey Weinstein did what he did. That's a fallacy of man. Everybody can relate to that. Okay, Roger Ailes, he's a conservative, he did it. Remember all the hoopla over Roger Ailes? Man, it was a big deal. It caused a huge ripple on the right to the point of Fox News being under the gun. I mean, you can't tell me all the things. It was just like, holy cow, right? So that is a fallacy of men. We can all relate to that. I didn't see Roger Ailes as anything different than anybody. Insert blank here, and sometime down the road, you're going to be able to put man's name in there. Probably you're going to be able to put a woman's name in there someday. Just the way it is. And although the left is a lecherous bunch, they wanted you to believe that that's just the way. See how sanctimonious those Republicans are, those conservatives. There's Roger Ailes, one of their icons. Look at what he's doing. Yeah, and they didn't want you to even come remotely back to their side. Now, we know they do it. They advertise the casting couch. Pretty much everybody going to Hollywood, they warn young people, be careful of the snakes in Hollywood. They'll just get you on the casting couch, et cetera. They know it. But this one's big because it's been going on a long time. And it's implicating feminist. There, I said it. I let it out. I wasn't going to give you guys a secret. But yep, it's touched feminist. It's touching on people who have hobnobbed with this man. And, oh, if you think they were mad about Roger Ailes, remember what the president did when he did his little locker room chat and they said he was grabbing women by the naughty bits. Yes. And that's all you got to point to? In comparison to a dude who settled no less than 8 sexual harassment lawsuits? Really? Now, it's a big deal, Meryl Streep, who called Harvey Weinstein God. I think her quote was something along the lines of, since 2015, over 1,400 people have given a tribute to Harvey Weinstein, thus making him God. It was something along those lines. I'm paraphrasing, but it was close to that. And then Meryl comes out and goes, he's a stinky man. He's terrible. I love it. He's terrible. Ashley Judd, I already talked about her. What else you want me to say about Ashley? She's in Washington, D.C. with a vagina head on talking about Donald Trump and how lecherous he is, and she knows what's going on with Harvey Weinstein. You want to know why this is big, folks? Because this is one of those things where the left says, yeah, we know people do bad things, but they're sanctimonious about it. We're all for women and we're all for these rights or whatever. And then they got one living amongst them. They know he's there. They are complicit in his activities. They will not call him out. And now they've been caught yet again. Given the questions to Hillary Clinton at the debate. That's what they're doing. It took WikiLeaks of sorts to expose what we already know has been going on. Even Mark Ruffalo, the dude who went after the priest with some stupid movie, said, we already know priests are in the Catholic Church are molesting kids. What? Surprise, surprise. I'll put it to you this way. I bet you Harvey Weinstein has molested more women than all the priests in the Catholic Church in America. They know the lid is blown off. So Mark Ruffalo, one of the most vapid he's just a leftist to his core, to his rotten core. He comes out. Harvey Weinstein's a terrible guy. You know why they can pile on him now? You want to know why? Anybody? You guys know why, right? Because he's weak. He's down. He's not just down. He's gone. Because they need somebody to purge. They got to purge. This is the worst scandal in Hollywood's modern history. It really is. Because they have nowhere to go with this. Everybody, when Jake Tapper made the comment that a producer contacted him he had contacted a producer to do a segment. The guy goes, I'm just shocked it took this long. He goes, what are you talking about? It's well known. I did practically an entire show yesterday. I didn't even think I was going to cover this much of Harvey Weinstein today. I was going to talk more NFL. I am going to talk some more NFL. Maybe. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But I'm shocked by how little people thought this was going to be initially. People were telling me, Kevin, why are you talking about Weinstein? I don't get it. It's no big deal. Who cares, man? He's just another typical leftist. No, this is a big deal. If you knew what was happening in Hollywood right now, all the people, the casting couches that are now being put in layaway or taken to the, to the U-Haul or whatever, you'd know this is a big deal. This is like finding out Planned Parenthood sold baby parts. Now the question is, what are we going to do about it? You going to rest on your laurels? We'll be back. Talking Power.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Jackson Radio Show.
What I tell you guys? Welcome everybody to the Kevin Jackson Show. What did I tell you? I told you this Weinstein thing is bigger than you think. I told you that. What did I tell you guys? I told you guys that this NFL thing with Donald Trump attacking the NFL was bigger than you think. Maybe you'll start to listen to me, the Kevin Jackson Show. You can get a hold of us anytime on demand, kjradio.com. And I hope you do, and I hope you pass these segments on. We cut the show 12 segments, 4 per hour over 3 hours, and then we give you the full show. You can get it by the drink, by the bite, or you can eat the whole meal. It's okay. But you'll start listening because I'm telling you the truth up in here. I'm telling you how things really work in the leftist world. The double standard. I hope you get a chance to check out what I said earlier in the broadcast about the NFL and how I tied it so beautifully to Michelle Obama. You're going, Kevin, how could you possibly tie the NFL to Michelle Obama? And I did it. I certainly did. Go back and check it out if you want. Got a bunch of elitists. You know what you are talking about? When we talk about the left, you know what we're talking about, folks? We're talking about elitists who will never, ever learn. And you want to know why? It's a very simple concept. It's in one word, and I'm about to break it down for you. Are you ready? Y'all ready? in there? Should I give them the word now? Should I hold it? No, I'm going to give it to them. The word, my friends, is power. Power. The ultimate aphrodisiac. Power will get you money. Power will get you whatever you want. You don't have to carry a credit card. You don't have to have a bank account if you have power. Yeah, think about it. The only people ask me all the time, the only thing I would ever wish for, and I say, and it ain't wishing for more wishes. I said, I'd like to have the ability to change anybody's mind. That pretty much is power. Sound, it doesn't sound like it, right? I just want to have the ability to get whatever I want when I want because I can change your mind to do it. That is a powerful thing, isn't it? I wish for nothing more than power, but I put it in such a nice way that people are like, Kevin, so profound. Which that is profound. But I want to go back to power. The ultimate aphrodisiac. Women will chase money in a minute. They certainly will. But you know what women want? And I'm not trying to get all misogynistic here, because I'll talk to you about it from the other side if you want. You know what men like? They like seeing a woman be powerful. But they also like seeing her be a woman. But you know what women really like? And don't get mad at me, ladies, because I know I ain't telling you something you don't already know. Women love power. They love men who know how to wield power, too. They really do. Because it's part of our nature. They don't want you powerful where you're kicking the crap out of dogs and kids and stuff as you walk through the park. You know, they don't want that kind of power. They want power where somebody comes up to them and says, hey, yeah, I'm about to take your lady and do some bad things. And you go, really? I don't think that's about to happen, as you move your lady behind you and say, bring it. See, that's sexy. Ladies, they don't always tell their guys this, but one of the things that they do like, if you are an alpha male as I am, they want to know they're protected. And that's one aspect. You want to know what the number one thing is for relationships? Number one. I saw this the other day. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Credit, your credit rating. They said a dude that's got good credit supersedes looks, funny, all of it. If you got 800 credit, the girls will flock. It's true. Boy, y'all look at me. Yeah, what's your credit rating? Come on, what's your credit rating? Do you know? If you're embarrassed to tell me, it's okay. I get it. Come on, y'all. I got to go back on the radio. You over 700? Okay, you got a good shot. Why you? You don't know? You don't want to know, right? Look, if your credit rating is over 700, God forbid it's over 800, you are a chick magnet if your credit rating's over 800. My credit rating's close to 800. It ought to be at 800. I don't understand why it ain't. I'll make a few phone calls. But I'm just saying, if you have good credit, that's the thing. That's become the new power. I can go, you know, a woman don't want to know if she's going to be with you and it's time to get a house and you're over there going, well, I don't know, we may have to. You can't even, let me tell you, there are a lot of brothers out here, and I'm not talking out of turn. They know I'm not lying. Can't even get an apartment. Got to get apartments, things co-signed. 40 years old, got to get people to co-sign. What? I mean, it's crazy. People want power. And here's the thing. Let's segue back to real power. The real power is with these politicos and these Holly weirdos and these people that we give power to. You know, the power of voice. They say something and we buy. We believe. That's what we do. If Kim Kardashian tweets on some shoes, there's a bunch of people that buy those shoes. They don't even know why. They're like, stepper, well, I must buy the shoes. I must buy the shoes. And they do. They call them influencers. You know, there's a website dedicated to influencers. You can make money if you can prove you're an influencer, and they will do affiliate marketing with you. I know this because I've been approached. They say, Kevin, you have power. I go, I ain't got no power. What kind of power? Black man ain't got no. Oh, wait a minute. I have a little power. I almost went civil rights on them. I'm not lying. What you talking about? Black man got some power. Look at my back. Yeah, it's about power. All this pedophilia, all this sexual harassment going on in Hollywood, it's all power, man. Have you seen, seriously, look at a picture of Harvey Weinstein. I criticized him the other day. I said, the dude looks like Shrek. You know who he's seen with? This dude has been seen with some of the most stunning women on the planet. I was watching like a clip of the Hollywood, you know, like the red carpet thing, and he was with a different chick every time. Like, woo, boom. And every one of them more pretty than the other. Thought I was at the Million Dollar Saloon in Dallas. You know, with a fistful of 20s. You know what I'm saying? It was like, what? Every one of them, you can bet, you know, got some issue with Harvey Weinstein. And the left knew it. I mean, how powerful must you be when you've been doing something for 3 decades that people, I mean, oh, look at the war on women. Donald Trump, how dare Donald Trump? And what about that Roger Ailes? And holy cow, that Bill O'Reilly. They got a few people to point at, and Trump isn't even in the mix, to be honest with you. And they're just walking right by Harvey. Harvey's over there, you know, in the bushes with some young ingenue, you know, going, hey. And they're like, hey, Harvey, hey, how's it going? And Harvey's like, I'll be with you in just a minute. Give me another minute. Yeah. These people are dangerous, boy. They're dangerous. We talked the other day about California saying, hey, HIV, you give somebody HIV knowingly, but if it's not malicious, how do you knowingly give somebody HIV and it not be malicious? Oh, well. I'm just saying, it's crazy stuff. And the left, what's so shocking is this is their Waterloo, because they've pretended to be the, you know, paradigms of virtue, when in fact they're not. They're doing these things for their own self-interest and for that power.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The story that you called the president a moron, and if not, where do you think these reports are?
I'm not going to deal with petty stuff like that. I mean, this is what I don't understand about Washington. Again, you know, I'm not from this place, but the places I come from, we don't deal with that kind of petty nonsense. And it is intended to do nothing but divide people. And I'm just not going to be part of this effort to divide this administration.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You want to hear some petty nonsense? This is a Kevin Jackson show. KJRadio.com if you want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. By the way, welcome Big Spring, Texas. Glad you guys are on board. I think they finally made the cutover. Thanks to you, we're on in that market. I don't know who found us, but we're happy to be there. Also, Rio Dosa, New Mexico. I don't have the call letters. Glad you guys are on board as well. And we just added a big digital footprint that if you're getting the show now, however you're getting it, it doesn't matter. But we have a whole new digital footprint that's got the show out there. And from what I'm told, we're getting, you know, tens of thousands of listens every day from that. So congratulations to that group for picking us up, and congratulations to us. Anyway, I do want to talk about the petty nonsense, but I don't want to talk about it with respect to Tillerson. I don't know what's going to happen there. Donald Trump's cabinet's going to change. I've been telling you guys this since the man started. In corporate America, you change management. You change management team. Now, Donald Trump's new to this. He's got a bunch of guys who don't know anything about D.C. That's a good thing, but it's a bad thing. And I'm sure many of them are frustrated having to look at the politics that these are titans of industry that they cut through the political nonsense because they're at the top. And they've seen that Donald Trump can't cut through the political nonsense as much as he'd like. And, of course, they can't. Their hands are tied because they have to look at what direction he wants versus what they've been tasked to do. And they have to make sure that jives and so on and so forth. So whether Tillerson stays or goes, you know, I don't really care. I like the guy. I think a guy who can run a multinational like Mobile, he's certainly well qualified. He's better qualified than Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. He's more qualified than the entirety of Obama's staff put together. And he could do it in 2 hours. That's how good Tillerson is. So Trump is in the same vein. Everybody that Donald Trump has put into place, it has those same credentials. So I'm happy for this. But I want to bring Tillerson's nonsense thing into something else. The nonsense of leftism across the board. And I want to talk about Michelle Obama and her comments explaining color. So here she is.
Side of the room, it's literally gray and white. Literally, that's the color palette on one side of the room. On the other side of the room, There's yellows and blues and whites and greens. Physically, there's a difference in color, in the tone.
Wow.
Because one side, all men, all white. On the other side, some women, some people of color.
Talk about a good time to mention my book, Race Pimping, The Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism. This is it. Spokesperson for the lying left, Michelle Obama, race baiter, returns to tell America just how racist the Republican Party is. Says the Republican Party has made people not trust politics. That was at the Pennsylvania Conference for Women. Michelle Obama said she got uncomfortable as she noticed on the Republican side of the room there were all white men. And you heard her, what she just said. When you're in a room, you see this real dichotomy. It's a feeling of color almost. Literally gray and white. That's the way she sees you on the other side of the aisle. You're gray and you're white. But on her side, there's yellows and there's reds and there's all types of people and there's all the diversity. She says, I look at that and I go, no wonder we struggle. No wonder people don't trust politics. We're not even noticing what these rooms look like. Oh, yeah, we are. Hard to believe how sensitive Michelle Obama can be. Exactly what have white men done to her? White guys, let me know. Send me a note, kjradio.com. I know you've done something. You've harmed Michelle Obama. She lived in a black-centric world, so what? You know you're out there. You know you're bad. And if any men took advantage of Michelle Obama, you can bet they weren't white. It wasn't nobody trying to date her. You can bet on that. But she has a psychosis for white men. You people are so mean. One would think her fear of white men would have dwindled given the number of white men it took to get her husband elected. What of those white men, Michelle? Oh, you give them a pass. What, they get the race card for a little bit? And what of Michelle Obama's obsession with the color and gender of people in the room? Hey, I have a question for her. What about their character? You know, because, look, I know that she likes, you know, having white women on her side. She likes having Margaret Sanger as a role model. Yeah, well, let me tell you what's on the other side of that room that Michelle Obama's looking at. Those Republicans, there's Sojourner Truth. There's Harriet Tubman. There's Maggie Walker. There's a lot of black women on the other side of that aisle that Michelle Obama seems to overlook. There are a lot of black men. Booker T. Washington. Frederick Douglass. Most of the blacks of history post-slavery were black people on that side of the room. She's not seeing them. Just curious. The white men she references on that side of the aisle, folks, are duly representative of the areas of the country they represent. And secondly, and perhaps most importantly, is what I just said a minute ago. Who is she missing? You remember the Republican Party, folks, that put Susana Martinez as a governor of New Mexico? Nikki Haley is a governor of South Carolina? Now she heads the UN? That Republican Party? I wonder, when she was looking across the aisle, did she see Mia Love? Did she see Tim Scott? Did she see the litany of blacks and Hispanics and women who are on the Republican side of the aisle? Or did she just overlook them? Asians? She refuses to see them. She's proud of the diversity, the so-called diversity, the fake diversity of the Democratic Party. A party united with only one thing, folks. It's hatred of America. I don't care what they tell you. I know what they're united for. They don't like the way the best country in the world operates. They don't like that people would give parts of their body. People leave family and fortunes behind to escape oppression from elsewhere to come where? To this country. It is their first choice. If they happen to go to Greece or Turkey or Europe or somewhere else, I guarantee you it's only because of proximity. They want to get here. It's unbelievable. I talked earlier about the special interest. You think La Raza cares about the other side of the aisle, the left side of the aisle? Do you think La Raza cares about the white folks over on the left? Do you think Black Lives Matter cares about them white folks on the left? I'm just curious. Do you think the Congressional Black Caucus, the Congressional Hispanic Caucus cares about them? Do you think the Congressional Asian Caucus cares about blacks or Latinos? What Michelle Obama missed in her criticism of the right is that at the very least, what the right represents is they want the best for everybody. It's just amazing to me that the left allow these people to get away with this nonsense. It's so racial. I would ask Michelle Obama, I'd say, Michelle Obama, what do you have against white men? You know, are you just okay with white men when they're voting Democrat? But because you look across your sea of people on the left, there's a bunch of white men over there. They're eunuchs. But there's a bunch of them over there. What is it about them that you like so much, but you don't like these other guys? What have they done? Because let me tell you, these white guys on the other side of the aisle, they're the Harvey Weinsteins. They're the Bill Clintons. That's who they are. I'm not exonerating us, folks. And then she wants to talk about trust. We can't get Obama's kindergarten records, his Panahu school records, his Occidental College records. We can't get his Columbia University records. I mean, this is the smartest guy in the world, folks. That's what they told us. Smartest president ever. They won't even give you his kindergarten records. His Columbia thesis, Soviet nuclear disarmament, you can't get that. You'd think he'd want to release his Harvard records. He's brilliant. Can't get his Harvard Law School records. Can't get his Harvard Law Review records. University of Chicago scholarly articles. Can't get his passport. Can't get his medical records. I mean, they have shut down everything about this man, but they want you to believe he's smart and that he's made us trust government. The guy who had more scandals than he had things that you don't know about him. Unbelievable. Obama remains a stranger to America. He acted like it. In his final days as president, he lauded his administration for being scandal-free. That should tell you all you need to know. If anybody has destroyed trust in America, folks, it's the Obamas.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
One of Hollywood's biggest power brokers is out of a job. Harvey Weinstein fired from his own company on Sunday as allegations of sexual abuse pile up around him following an expose in the New York Times. The 65-year-old movie exec had earlier taken a leave of absence, but the board of Weinstein Company made the decision to fire him, quote, in light of new information about misconduct that has emerged in the past few days. His departure leaves his brother Bob and COO David Glasser in charge. Weinstein helped make movies like Shakespeare in Love in Chicago. He's also a big backer of liberal causes and donated to Democrats during the 2016 election. The company says it's running its own internal investigation after the Times reported Weinstein had settled with at least 8 women who accused him of sexual harassment going back decades.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The dude who broke the big news that the Harvey Weinstein story is huge. It's huge up in here. I'm glad to be able to impart some knowledge. And this is so big, and the reason why it's so big, well, I mean, I've already given you lots of reasons why, but I'm going to give you some more. The reasons why this is so big is because it has political implications. People are saying, should they have to turn in their donations, give their donations, but like that's going to dissolve you of all the affiliation you have with Harvey Weinstein, and you then get to say, well, okay, so what? I knew that he was, you know, molesting women and sexually harassing them. I've given the money back. Leave me alone. No, you don't get off that easily. It isn't as simple as, oh, well, we gave back all the money, and then you listen to the DNC, they're like, well, we gave back part of it. Well, why did you give back all of it? Well, we just don't feel like we need to give back at all. Because Harvey does have some redeeming quality, so we figured, you know, we weighed it out, and it was 80% give it back and 20% keep it, so we kept 20%. Okay. Just twisted logic. These people are so, it's just amazing. In fact, we have a discussion about this, don't we? Because I know they just did. That was the BBC, British news that we played the clip earlier. Here's Jake Tapper talking to some senator about it, and just see what they have to say.
The SCC, the Senate arm, and the DCCC, the congressional arm, the House arm, are not giving all the Weinstein money back. Do you think that all that Weinstein money, we're talking here about more than $400,000, needs to be returned or donated to charity by all the arms of the Democratic Party?
Yeah, I think that probably makes sense. I mean, this is a pretty bad guy who did some really awful things. And, you know, if people need for that money to be returned in order to make it clear that the entities that receive them want nothing to do with him and his behavior, then, you know, that's probably a smart move. But, you know, let's be honest. You know, we take tens of thousands of contributions. I don't require a background check to contribute to my campaign. And so there are probably lots of people with unsavory backgrounds and past who have given to both Democrats and Republicans. But this was a high-profile individual who did some truly awful things, and people that took money from him should probably give it back.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You might have been fooled by that senator when he says, look, we can't know what everybody does in our campaigns. I mean, come on. We get hundreds of thousands, you know, if not thousands of donors who donate all the time. And you're like, you know, it is true, Kevin. That is true, black man. He gets a lot of donations. How can he know? He can't know everybody. He's right. He's exactly right. And I know you guys are shocked. Kevin's actually agreeing with this guy. Yeah, except that everybody knew about Harvey. What say you now, Senator? What say you now? Where's your God now, Moses? Where's your God now? Huh? See, he can pass that off on the layman. He ain't fooling Kevin Jackson, one of the logic dudes. See, my degrees are in logic, not in, well, he can't possibly know all your donors. I know you can't possibly know all your donors. They're like $10, $15 donors, $1,000. When you're appearing in public and you've got a guy that, whether Michelle Obama herself says, well, Harvey, he's a great guy. Let's just play that clip again.
I want to start by thanking Harvey Weinstein for organizing this amazing day. This is possible because of Harvey. He is a wonderful human being, a good friend, and just a powerhouse.
Now, that was the First Lady of the United States. She knows what Harvey is about. Donald Trump came on and asked him about it. Donald Trump was like, no surprise. No surprise. If you are walking in the Hollywood circles that the Obamas, the Clintons, and even Donald Trump did when he had his successful show, you knew about Harvey Weinstein. Everybody knew. And it was one of those things where Hey, that's Hollywood. I mean, let's just be honest about it. That's Hollywood. We all know it. You know, there's gambling in the casino. Real, that's Hollywood. That's what this was about. And so now the cat's out of the bag. And there was a lady, a former Fox reporter, not like regular, not the big Fox, but like a local reporter. She was covering something on Harvey Weinstein, went to some event, and this dude, I'm going to be as delicate about this as I can. He diddled with himself, trapped her in a room and diddled with himself, if you know what I'm saying. And here's her on Megyn Kelly's new show recounting it. And I want you to see just how bad this guy is. Listen to her story.
I called you the next day at your TV station. I didn't have your phone number. That's what you say. And how did that go?
That was so crazy because the next day after I fled, basically, he called my station. They said, I have Harvey Weinstein on the line for you. And my heart sank. And he said, I just want to let you know, I had a great time last night. Excuse me? Yeah, I had a great time last night. I'm going away overseas on a trip. I would love to see you again, if that's something we could do. I said, absolutely not. I told you yesterday, I have a very serious boyfriend. Absolutely not. And I'm pretty sure I just hung up the phone quickly after. It was a very short conversation, but that was the most shocking part.
So let me elaborate, because I thought I'd given it enough of a, you know, in prelude, but I didn't. Anyway, this is the Kevin Jackson Show. For those of you who are just tuning in, and that was Lauren Siven, S-I-V-E-N, a Fox News reporter, who was at an event. Harvey Weinstein, he comes up to her, and he's propositioning her, and he's being creepy, as, you know, people have described him, and she goes into a room, and he goes in behind her and blocks her exit from the door and begins, you know, so it's a sexual activity that does not involve her, okay? That's as delicately as I can put that. And forces her to watch and says something along the lines of, just shut up and watch. Or can't you just shut up and watch? It was something like that as I was reading the story. Then, when he, you know, done, she leaves and she's all, you know, like, what the heck is this about, you know? And can you imagine what's going through her mind, what she must be thinking? So, she leaves. The next day, this fool calls and talks to her like he's been on a date. Can we do it again? Can we go out again? I'm leaving to go out of town, but when I get back, can we go? Do you understand how distorted your mind has to be to where you believe that that kind of behavior is okay? It doesn't even register to him that that was bad. I want to stop. Honestly, if you can understand that, you understand Hollywood. When you get away with things for so long, when you hold that kind of power, when you wield that kind of power, you lose yourself. This guy sees what we all look at as abhorrent behavior. To be blunt, I couldn't even conjure up that something that vile, that crazy in my mind to do under any circumstances. And here's a guy that does it, makes a phone call to her office saying, hey, had a lovely time. You know, you think these guys met on Match.com, went out and had the perfect date where he was pulling her chair out and, you know, vibrant conversation, and they were, you know, had a amazing food and dessert, a glass of wine, had a little kiss at the, you know, at her door, and she leaves like she's in La La Land, and he goes, you know, this, she could be Mrs. Wright. And he calls the next day, and this fool is married. This fool is married. Calls the next day. I gotta go out of town, going to, you know, overseas. When we get back, I was hoping we could go out and have another date. What a maluk. What did Bugs Bunny say? A maluk or something? I forget. But this guy, that tells you the level of debauchery that is in Hollywood, folks. That, quite frankly, dangerous levels. I wouldn't let my kids there for any reason.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.